Capaldi at 7:23 at Tamworth, number one, 92.9. JB here while we're all asleep overnight. The North Americans were losing their minds over a total solar eclipse that had happened at about 3 a.m. earlier on this morning. Looked really, really, really impressive. And we need to prepare because we are going to be getting a total solar eclipse here in 4 years' time. Mark this down in the calendar. Saturday, July 22nd, at 2:01 in the afternoon, we will be getting a total solar eclipse. And not just anywhere, but this will be happening right over Sydney. It's going to be one of the largest populated areas to ever get a total solar eclipse in a couple of decades. It's going to last for about 3 minutes and 49 seconds. It will move over Tamworth as well. So I'm certainly thinking this is going to bring in some tourists. And you might laugh, but according to GreatAmericanEclipse.com, 3.72 million people looked at or booked hotel accommodation in the 10 cities along the path of the total solar eclipse we had overnight in North America. Kayak saw hotel searches increase 15 times for the dates around April 8 compared to the year prior, and flight searches surge 304%. In Little Rock, Arkansas, which is a town of around about 200,000 people, they are expecting the population of the town to double all up. And in Preble County in Ohio, local businesses are introducing eclipse-themed products for an expected 40,000 extra visitors to their town. That is two times the county's usual population. And in Mazatlan in Mexico, one of the first cities to witness the solar eclipse overnight, demand for flights there went up 1,000% year on year. And they did see a very impressive solar eclipse there overnight in Mazatlan in Mexico, with a youth orchestra playing Star Wars songs as the eclipse happened. Star Wars songs is kind of cool, but I'm amazed they didn't play this. Yeah, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Oops, spurs. Oops. To the flow now, ooh. Tap, bang, pulse. Shoot. Come take it to the flow now, ooh. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, spurs, boots. Solagenic, photogenic, shoot. That is Beyonce at 8:42 at Tamworth, number one, 92.9. We'll take more of your guesses tomorrow for our Speaking of Sport. $250 to spend at Sports Power and Toy World at the Atrium, all yours.
So a lot of kicks in the teeth.
And tell me who you think that is. And it's a player in a team sport, so not an individual sport, a team sport. Good
so
luck.
A lot of kicks in the teeth.
Good morning, Ames and Mills. How
good
are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you check out the photos, the videos of the eclipse overnight, did you?
I did, actually.
I've actually seen some photos, and I actually learned something this morning.
Oh, what?
Apparently Native Americans aren't allowed to look at the solar eclipse and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. So
there Why? You go. Do you know?
No.
Oh.
But okay.
There was a whole thing on a page that
there you go. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Aren't you not meant to look at it anyway because you can go blind?
Yeah.
They're onto something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I see what they're doing there. That's probably the reason. Hey? They're probably like, that, just because it's dumb, like, don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, could be as easy as that.
Yeah.
Don't say I didn't warn you, but mark this down. If you got your 2028 calendar already like I do, mark this down on there.
Okay.
Saturday, July 22nd. At 2:01 p.m. And we'll be having a total solar eclipse over New South Wales and eventually over Sydney.
Wow.
So it will be visible
so be
over. Yeah, it will be. So, Saturday, July 22nd at about a minute past two or so, roughly. That's a minute past two in Sydney, so it'll be a little earlier here in Tamworth. So mark that one down. Don't say I did not warn you, because I did on the 9th of April 2024. So you had plenty of warning to make that one happen. Yeah, that's going to be massive, because the eclipse tourism was huge in North America for this one.
Like, they had, really?
Yeah, massive. Yeah, like the ten cities that were in the path of the total solar eclipse overnight, they reckon that up to $1.28 billion of extra tourism dollars were there. Hotel searches for those 10 cities increased 15%. Flight searches were up 304%. And even one of the towns in Mexico, the first place that was getting the total solar eclipse overnight, had a demand for flights up 950% year on year.
Wow. I did see a map. Massive. And it was like a line of all the Airbnbs that were booked out, and it was just the line of the eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It's crazy.
Yeah, massive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't it only last for like 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's about that. Yeah, I think it was four minutes 25 seconds, I think, this one overnight.
Wow.
Which, strangely enough, the Bonnie Tyler song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, that goes for 4 minutes 28.
No way.
And funny you mention this, the one that we've got in Sydney on Saturday, July 22nd, 2028, that goes for 3 minutes 49 seconds, which is 3 seconds longer than this. The cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart by Nikki French. True. There you go. Fun fact. There you go. I think that's all the eclipse songs in our system over and done with.
There's somebody out there that's like, thank God.
Yeah, thankfully. I'm sure probably the band Muse or Paramore probably had something with Eclipse in the title, I'm sure. They seem like the type of bands that would, but
yeah,
anyway.
But let's not investigate that.
No,
let's
we
move on. Yeah,
yeah, we're moving on. 11 to 9 here at 92.9. Yeah, you're looking...
very comfortable.
Very comfortable. Yeah, that's a good term of phrase there. Looking very comfortable there today, Mills.
I'm wearing a coordinated, like, woolen knitted...
I think it's velour. Hang on, I'm going to touch it. Yeah, it's velour.
Yeah, knitted... like set.
Oh, because is that Chanel? I don't know. It's soft.
Okay. Look, I'm comfortable. I'm also wearing snow boots, which I consider my outdoor slippers, because it's inappropriate for me to wear slippers outside of the house. So I just wear snow boots, and it feels like the same thing. So yeah, I just wanted to be comfortable today. I wanted to wear pajamas, but I was like, that's really taking it to the next level. Maybe like midwinter, I'll venture into that. Yeah. But for now, I'm like easing my way up to wearing pajamas at work. So easing you guys in to getting you used to it.
You just reminded me when you mentioned wearing pajamas.
Oh, God.
In the mid-90s, oh, no. I loved Goosebumps, the Goosebumps
book.
Oh,
me too!
Yeah, cool.
Maybe
yeah.
Not in the mid-90s I for was, you.
No, I but, was... but I did read them. They still existed, okay? Yeah.
I knew bringing up Goosebumps with two other, you know, 90s, 2000s kids was a safe bet. I knew you were going to be on my side with this story.
I'm right there with you.
So I loved Goosebumps. I went to a shop. And I wanted to buy a Goosebumps t-shirt with my birthday money, right? From Nan.
Stop it. Young again.
But they were sold out of Goosebumps shirts.
Okay.
So instead I went, they've got Goosebumps pajamas.
Nice.
They look kind of the same. Yeah. No one's going to know. So I bought the Goosebumps pajamas and I wore those. I tricked my mum, Nan, brother, school, everyone. I wore those Goosebumps pajamas as like an actual legit t-shirt for probably like 2 years. No one noticed. It was only once I like by the time they were like totally threadbare by the end there. That's how much I was hanging on to them with dear life. I would not allow them to get thrown out. And then it was only eventually once I told people that they were pajamas, they went, oh, now you mention it. Yeah, they do look pajama-y.
But maybe because it was
The 90s. Just a top. Yeah.
But yeah, see.
Don't pajamas have the little red tag that say that they're flammable? That's how I tell apart some of Ali's clothes, because I'm like, is this a t-shirt or is this a pajama top?
Ah.
And I was like, oh, it's got the little red tag that says it's flammable. Pajamas.
Would you...
But it was the 90s, so maybe that wasn't a thing.
Yeah, flammable wasn't a thing in the 90s, I don't think, was it?
No.
So, everything was highly flammable, I think.
We do know is that shirt was fire. Am I right?
Yes.
Hey. Am I right?
Score cash back in your pocket with Greater Banks.
It's time for JB to share him a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
And we are at the moment doing the 92.9 Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive with the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, aiming to get 929 blood and plasma donations between now and May 17. At the moment, just sitting shy of about 200 donations, which is just amazing. And to chat more about the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, Gemma from Red Cross Lifeblood. How are you, Gemma?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah,
good. Congratulations on the blood drive. Amazing to see so many people out there donating.
Yeah, no, the numbers are just absolutely amazing, which is so good to see. And we've still got about 5 weeks left on it, which is just awesome. Gemma, tell us a little bit about plasma, because I think a lot of people obviously hear about donating blood, and obviously, you know, that's in your name, Lifeblood. But then when you often go into the donor centres, you then get exposed to donating plasma. Tell us a little bit about plasma.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think most people, as you said, think about when they think about blood donation, they think about the red stuff. And I think they probably think about accidents and trauma. But actually, accidents and trauma only make up around 3 to 4% of what we collect, and in terms of what's needed in the hospitals. And then there's all these other things and conditions that, you know, that need blood donation, but many of them, in fact, need a really special part of the blood called plasma. And if anyone's ever come in to donate, they'll have heard the donor centre talking about plasma. It's this really magic part of the blood that has lots of really good things in it that help almost all patients in hospital. So super important for helping cancer patients boost their immune systems. It also helps stop bleeding in trauma situations, and it's used for people who don't have their own immune system, so they've got no protection against the world, and so they very regularly are receiving, I guess when you give plasma, you're lending them your immunity against all of the illness in the world. So it's a really special part of the blood that's just become super important, and we need a lot more of it these days than we actually need blood donations.
Yeah, so it's in fair demand, plasma is it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason is that when somebody's in a car accident or a trauma situation, they'll quite often need that blood. Mm-hmm. And they might need a lot of it, but it's quite often once, you know, whereas some of the patients, particularly cancer patients, they've got no immune systems after their treatment, so they can't fight the cancer. And the plasma really gives their immune systems, you know, the chance to fight the cancer, but they might need that plasma then for, you know, for life. So the demand for it is quite high because there's a lot of people who just need it very regularly and for their whole lives. But yes, it's certainly the most needed type of blood donation nationally, yeah, and here in Tamworth.
And the great thing with donating plasma is you are able to do it more often than blood as well, which is good to meet those demands.
Yeah, that's right. So you can come in and donate every 2 weeks, and it's because we're not taking any iron. So when you give a plasma donation, we're just taking the plasma part. So you get all the other bits of your blood. You get to keep all the other bits, which is cool. It's really good for, you know, women out there who might have lower iron levels, or because you're only losing the plasma is just the fluid part of your blood, and it regenerates really quickly. So it's a great type of donation for people who are unsure about, you know, how they're going to feel after donating blood. And yes, you can give every 2 weeks, but certainly you don't have to. If you came in once or twice a year, we would be over the moon.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, that's it. No, I love that. And I'm going to chat with Dr. Alison Gould in the next couple of weeks and break down the different blood groups. Does that apply to plasma as well, or is everyone the same?
No, it does. So
okay.
I think most people would know out there that O negative is the universal blood type. But there is also a universal plasma type, which Alison will probably tell you about. So plasma is used in a few different ways too. So depending on your blood group, or actually if you're a male or a female donor as well, it's used differently for different types of patients. So it sometimes just goes directly to the hospital and is transfused the whole bag. But sometimes we're taking all of those special parts, like all the antibodies that are good for fighting infections. We take them out and make them into a medication. And it's also used for women who have a negative blood group so that their babies stay healthy while they're pregnant. So, yeah, look, it's very complicated in the background, but we'll tell you all that when you come in to donate.
Science. I like it. It's so easy to donate plasma as well. It only takes about an hour and a half-ish of your time. It takes a little longer than blood, but still about an hour, hour and a half of your time. But so easy. Just take us through that donation process, Gemma.
Yeah, so it is a little bit longer. So giving a blood donation is about 5 to 10 minutes. So for people who don't know how it works, you come in and you sit down and we do a little bit of paperwork with you just to check out that you're healthy and well to donate and that your blood is also safe. So that doesn't take too long, and one of the nurses will give you that great little free health check before you go onto the donor floor. And I should say most people that come in are quite nervous the first time they donate, but the majority of people actually, once they get in the chair and do it, feel pretty good. And the nurses are such experts at it. They're really good. They'll hook you up to the machine. It'll just take the plasma part out of your blood, get to keep all the other bits, takes about half an hour, 40 minutes. And then after that, we get you to sit down and have some free food and drinks on us and then have a bit of a rest. And that's the end. And usually your blood then is tested and pretty quickly. Yeah. And it's usually ready to go to a hospital within about 48 hours. Very easy and, such a great way to help a lot of patients, because every bag of plasma we're able to use it for 18 different people. So it's very cool.
Yeah, fantastic. And I have to admit here, I was the world's biggest needle phobic person on the planet.
Totally.
And I've been donating now for about the last 12 or 13 years, and I don't even bat an eyelid about it at all. And never really have. It does it the needles, I don't know whether the needles themselves or the amazing staff you guys have are a bit of both, but it does not even hurt one iota, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for people out there who are sitting on the fence about the needles, and I imagine there's quite a few, I think that's right. Once you actually come in, and the staff are so good, they look after you, and there's so many things you can do to be in control of the process and, have it go as you want and overcome that fear pretty quickly. So, I think it's just doing it once and, you then feel quite good about it.
No, that's it. I can definitely admit that one, that's for sure. Hey, Gemma, thank you so much for the chat, and hopefully we see some more donations to help us get to that target of 929 donations over the next month or two. You can donate 13 14 95 or lifeblood.com.au. Thanks so much, Gemma.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
See the light, see solar. Quarter past eight with 9 days. At Tamworth, number one, 92.9. Quarter past eight. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunninganoo Road. And Russell Webb joins me via the phone today, Mayor of Tamworth Regional Council. Russell, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, JB. And welcome to all the listeners there. I'm down in sunny Forbes today. At a housing conference that's been organised by the Country Mayors Association.
Fantastic. Lovely.
It's been very good. We've had some very good speakers. Secretary of the Department of Planning and Housing. This morning at 8:30, we've got the Honourable Rose Jackson, Minister for Water, Infrastructure and Housing, giving us a presentation, along with another lady by the name of Rebecca Pinkstone. She's the Chief Executive of Homes New South Wales. So very interesting to hear their thoughts on the housing crisis across the state. And of course, we know that's across the nation, but we're talking about across the state, and in our area, we're talking about Tamworth.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And of course, a very important topic that affects plenty of us, and hopefully you can come back with some tips and tricks on what we can do to try and mitigate that moving forward.
It's really interesting. We had Christy McBain yesterday from the federal government talking to us about opportunities to secure money through the federal government to help us with some infrastructure planning along the way. But all of this stuff is there or coming, but it all takes so long to put into place, and we need something pretty quickly. So the timeliness of some of this is something that's really important for us as a council, for us as a community.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Tonight's Tamworth Regional Council meeting, you're going to be looking at the CBD and, of course, the ongoing beautification of the CBD. Tell us a bit about that.
Look, the City Setting Working Group has been talking for some time about our CBD and what it looks like. It's a great main street, but it's probably fallen by the wayside a little bit in the terms of maintenance, and we need to actually get that up and get that ongoing maintenance happening very, very quickly. But more importantly, or just as importantly, we need to get a long-term plan and long-term strategy for future beautification of the CBD. And that's something we spoke about at the last City Centre Working Group, and those minutes will be presented tonight to the council meeting, and there'll be a lot of discussion about how we might think we can move forward with that, and of course, where will we find the funding for that? Will there be money put aside in the next budget? My take is there has to be. So those will be conversations we'll be having tonight, and I think there'll be a lot of councillors there looking to try and get some better outcomes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is so important. I mean, it is a lovely, you just touched on it before, it is a lovely main street when you compare it to a lot of main streets in regional and rural New South Wales. It's up there with one of the best, but I mean, I guess we've got to try and preserve that and keep it that way.
Yes, exactly. So that'll be a fair bit of conversation around that tonight. There's not a lot in the business paper tonight. There's a little bit of conversation about the new youth council. They were all welcomed. The 10 new youth councillors were welcomed on the 14th of March this year, just gone. And of course, a new mayor was elected, and of course, a new deputy mayor was elected, and so that was a great meeting that I went to with them, and that'll be reported tonight to the council meeting, and there'll be some conversations about that. The youth of the day, really, as we all know, are the leaders of the future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's it. So that's fantastic, because we do see a fair bit of progress that actually, and some great suggestions that come out of that youth council as well. So it's really important to see that ticking along nicely, which is fantastic. Well, Mayor, I know you're very busy down there in Forbes with this housing conference that you are at. So I'll leave you to get back to having a chat with all of them. But thank you so much for your time, and all the best. We'll catch up hopefully face to face in a fortnight.
Thank you very much. And yeah, we most definitely will.
19 past 8, that is the Mayor for Tamworth Regional Council, Russell Webb.
All right, how many times can Mills say 9 in 30 seconds? And go!